The Ministry of Defence has created a new administrative unit to oversee purchases after the Daily Mladá-Frontadnes uncovered a kickback scandal for a major arms order. The head of a police union has suggested on-duty officers take a lenient approach during a national strike against government pay cuts. And Czech President Václav Klaus has suggested some European embassies could be closed due to cost-cutting. Minister of Defence Alexandra Vondra on Wednesday announced the creation of a new unit to oversee purchases following another scandal. The Daily Mladá-Frontadnes on Wednesday described how it exposed a plot by a deputy minister at the Defence Ministry to take millions of crowns in kickbacks for a major arms order. The paper reported that it followed the minister, Jaroslav Kopriva, for 6 months as he put together the deal with a lobbyist. They planned to frame an order for mortars as part of a joint purchase with the Slovak government, helping them bypass a public tender and winning it for the Finnish company Patria. The paper later presented its evidence to the Minister of Defence, with Kopriva sacked on the spot. Mr. Vondra said that the new unit would look at all completed, pending and ongoing purchases to check for any suspicious circumstances. First in line will be contracts involving third-party intermediaries. The head of a police union has suggested on-duty officers go easy on demonstrators during a nationwide protest against public sector wage cuts and savings. The head of the Union for Security Forces said officers should, where possible, only issue remands rather than impose fines or take tougher action. Police and firefighters have called a demonstration for September the 21st. Health workers, teachers, off-duty members of the armed services and other state employees are also expected to take part. The head of the union also suggested that police refrain from imposing fines for traffic offences that day. President Václav Klaus has waded into the debate over cuts at the foreign ministry. Addressing Czech ambassadors on Wednesday, the president questioned the need for some European embassies. He said that he didn't see the need for having embassies in many smaller EU states, saying that such countries were not really foreign territory. With this in mind, he cautioned against proceeding headlong with cuts. So far, the foreign ministry has announced the closure of embassies in the Congo, Venezuela, Kenya, Yemen and Costa Rica as part of the government's overall cost-cutting drive. Turning to sport, in tennis, the US men's open double title holders, Czech Lukáš Dlouhý and India Leander Paes, have lost in the first round. The third-seeded pairing lost to Czech Martin Dam and Slovak Filip Polášek 7-6, 3-6, 4-6. And finally, turning to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be cloudy and rainy, with daytime temperatures at a high of 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.